So, Craig, if you had to check, choose the month with the best weather, what month would you think that could possibly be?
July.
Temperatures in the 90s, humidity at 800%.
No,
thunderstorms
no, no,
that come
no.
ripping out of the west and tear toward... What if you like winter weather? What if you like snow? What if you like the beautiful colors of the... There's no good month, I think.
Boy, that's gloom and doom of you, isn't it? There's no good month?
They're all good. I love them all.
Oh.
Yesterday, we were in the 70s. Was it yesterday? Was it 70? Or was it... Not a horrible rain today, but I'm thinking about what's the best, because we're having Mary Beth Lee join us on the line this morning to talk about the best of Lorain County. Good morning, Mary Beth.
Good morning.
I know you got your big event. The party takes place in July, but there's nominations that have to take place first. Tell us about that.
Right. So this process begins right now, and the nominations will take place until March 31st. So your listeners and everyone has plenty of time to go in and really tell us who their favorites are in Lorain County. So this is your opportunity to recognize your favorite eating establishments, nonprofits, retail. Think of your community, and it really does allow you to bring a little bit of light to the best places in Lorain County.
It's a lot of those categories we think of, service categories, right? A lot of are those type of categories, right?
Right. Service, retail, lots of restaurants. You definitely will not leave that event hungry. So what we do is we allow the readers, your listeners, to go in and nominate. They go to the website. And again, Best of Lorain County is part of the Cleveland Magazine family and the publication dedicated to Lorain and focusing on the wonderful things about Lorain County is called Pulse. So your listeners would go to clevelandmagazine.com/BOLC for Best of Lorain County, and they would just begin nominating. So we give you the category, over 60 categories, and you just type in your favorite. Then what we do is we tally that up, we invite and post the top three as our 2018 finalists, and then we feature about 65 of them at the party in July. That's why July might be your listener's favorite month, because not only is it warm weather, but it is just the best of what's happening in Lorain County.
Mary Beth, for people who have not been to one of these events in July, can you describe it for us, please?
Sure, you can purchase your tickets in advance. We usually begin selling those at our website in May. And then when they arrive that day, they are given a ballot, and we have live music, we have some cocktails that are served. However, it's also very family-friendly, and it's just a nice evening out, because as they walk around and meet and talk with the finalists that are participating, they also are able to vote. So there's a little bit of friendly competition going on. That's the nice dynamic part of this event. So the finalists are being gathered right now, right? We're nominating our favorites. We're going to tally those up. But the final vote for the best for Lorain County actually will take place at the event. So that voting component is a lot of fun. And it's just a three-hour event where you sample foods, you meet, you greet, you get to meet the owners and the leaders of these establishments, and it's really, that's what makes it so spectacular.
I'm looking at some of the list, and you said maybe like some 60-plus categories. 30 of them relate to food, so we love to eat in Lorain County, that's for sure.
We do, and what great food there is. I mean, you know, Lorain County can really take pride in some terrific establishments. So yes, there is a lot of eating that goes on. And the chefs show up very proud, ready to serve. And you know, this event wouldn't even be possible if it weren't for the support of the City of Elyria, the Lorain County Commissioners, Lorain County Community College, which is where the event takes place, and the Lorain County Veterans Service Commission. So a huge thank you to them for really putting time and energy into making this available. Spitzer Conference Center is, and then the Norton Culinary Arts, that's where the whole event takes place. And if you haven't visited those two areas, you know, aside from this event, they're just beautiful. So it's perfect. It's a perfect campus for this event to take place.
Again, we're talking with Mary Beth Lee from Pulse Magazine. Again, they have their Best of Lorain County issue that comes out in July. Of course, there's an issue out now. It was four times a year you have Best of or the Pulse Magazine, right?
That's right. That's why the voting takes place so early, this nomination process, so we can reveal the finalists in our next issue. And then in the fall issue, we'll reveal the winners. So it's quite a process in Lorain County. We really do kind of work for that final list to be published.
And it would seem that those people that become the best of kind of display it proudly or wear that badge proudly.
Yes, and not just the winners, but the finalists. There are hundreds of votes that come in per category. So to make that top three list really says a lot about how you're being recognized by your patrons. And that's what makes this event so wonderful, is that it really is reader-nominated and patron-nominated. So it's just so genuine. I mean, these are people telling us, look, this is great. Best pizza in Lorain County, or best dry cleaner. It, you know, it really does mean, I think, so much more to these business owners.
And beyond that, it even goes into the service sector where you have, for example, best dry cleaner, or best car wash, or even best day spa.
Exactly. Think of your community. Think of where you're going during the week and on weekends, and you really do get a good sense of how many different categories there are to look at.
Even best charitable race. So it has a wide spectrum of that.
That's right. We don't want to leave out the health and the beauty area, but specifically that charitable race is great because look how giving Lorain County is to so many nonprofits and so many different things going on with 5Ks and raising dollars for such important nonprofits. So, yes, we definitely don't ignore any component.
Again, the Best of Lorain County issue comes out in July, but for the nominations for that, you got the event taking place in July. Again, if people want to get in on the vote, where do they go?
They go to clevelandmagazine.com/BOLC, Best of Lorain County.
Mary Beth Lee with Pulse Magazine, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We'll
enjoy the day.
Yeah, we'll see you in July, as they say.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.